Hi, this is Dominic from Germany, from the National Broadcasting Company there, and we're doing a little feature, 2-hour-long feature, and look for new bands, new cool bands to cover.
Hi, my name is Vanessa, and I'm heading from Germany, and I'm a journalist as well. I'm going to cover music here, mostly. I find South By very, very inspiring, which is why I came back here for the second time now. And you meet so many people from all over the world. Austin is a very, very cool, very vibrant, very, I don't know, lively, friendly city, which I didn't expect from Texas, to be honest. But I love Texas and I love Austin. And I don't know, when I get home, I have so many memories and so many things that I saw, which I would never, ever see at any other festival in that short a time. And so actually it's like, the whole last year I could work with what I saw here, what I experienced, and yeah.
What I find so inspiring about South by Southwest is the whole weirdness about it. You see bands play in such weird venues here, and the crowds are so weird. We just saw Temples today playing in Ballroom D in some sort of convention center setting with seating and people in suits coming from some other travel trade show thing, whatever. And that was nice that the band even worked there. So you can watch bands live in an environment where you wouldn't catch them normally. And yeah, there's so many great stories to bring home. That's amazing about South by Southwest.
I started planning a couple months early. Last year, I did not plan ahead at all. And this year, I tried to listen to as many bands as possible beforehand. I tried to pick a few panels, and actually I decided to not go to any of them. Like, I went to one panel with the Game of Thrones showrunners, and that was nice, but I'm not sure. So I also know where all the locations are, which is very handy. I know how the parking works. I know better to take the bike instead of the car. So many things, actually. It's so much. I've learned so much. And I'm still totally overwhelmed.
I can make this real quick. I'm a first timer. She was there before. But there's one thing that I have learned from the days past. South by Southwest is not so much about what you see, but what you miss, because it's so much. There are so many gigs at the same time that the story you tell most is where you haven't been.
I was very surprised last year when I was here for the first time by all the brands that are hosting parties. This year, there are not so many of them, not so many free parties that you can actually go to when you don't have a badge. Which I do think is bad because of all the people who are coming here and want to enjoy some of the concerts. And I did discover a lot of bands through these parties, and now I have to get into the official showcases, and that's actually very hard because the lines are so long and you have to plan ahead so long. I'm not sure, yeah.
I would say what surprises me the most is the chaos that goes around here. Like, there's so many people, pardon my French, but smoking weed here, having alcohol on the streets. Nobody really cares. Like, the policeman would stand next to them, but it would just be cool. Same thing with the gigs. Some bands may even forget that they had a gig there and would just rush with their equipment there. But in the end, it all works out, and that's what I really like about it. It's laid back, it's a bit chaotic, but it all works out in the end.
I was looking forward to seeing Dreamwife yesterday, and I did see them, so I already checked it. They were good, but they were not quite as good as I had hoped.
So I just took my mobile phone and I'm looking at the app right now. My list is about that long. I'm still scrolling. I would say I really want to see Slotface because their energy is so high. I haven't seen them live, and I'm so looking forward to experience that.
Yeah, actually, I'm listening to public radio, especially NPR, all the time, even in Germany. And whenever I'm here, I always tune it in first. It's my number one go-to radio station or network. And I love the hosts. I love the selection of topics. The music podcast is really good. All songs considered. I'm a huge fan of NPR.
Yeah, so am I. I'm just a huge fan of public radio in itself. I think it's very important to have that kind of thing, something that is not financed by mere commercials, but something that really has the time, the energy, and the means to cover anything just from an objective point of view. I think that's very important to have.